Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. A lot to digest. Come on in, stay a while. Matt Hasselbeck, former quarterback, member of NFL Countdown on the Mothership, will join us. Our good buddy Ross Tucker stops by as well. Phone calls, as we do every Monday. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. We'll recap the playoff scenario, national title game coming up tonight. We'll look at the draft picks, the draft order based off yesterday's results. Stat of the day brought to you as always by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Also, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Get ready for the postseason. Use the code Patrick for a special offer when you sign up. That's code Patrick only at DraftKings Sportsbook. I mentioned the national title game. Kirby Smart left Alabama to become the head coach at Georgia, and the Bulldogs have become maybe the most dominant team in college football. Certainly the last 2 years, undefeated this year, and they're a prohibitive favorite coming up tonight against TCU in the national title game. Defense has been great, holding the opposition under 16 points per game. Stetson Bennett has been a wonderful quarterback for this team the last 2 years, trying to go back-to-back. Stetson Bennett went to New York as a Heisman Trophy finalist, but TCU has shown an ability to show up in big games. Hard to put them away, even though they're double-digit underdogs coming up tonight. But if Alabama's got to be looking at this saying, we used to be the powerhouse in college football. If Georgia wins tonight, back-to-back titles, the gold standard in college football may officially reside in Athens, Georgia. But TCU feels like they're a big underdog, almost like when Butler played Duke in the national title game. But TCU is probably more like Gonzaga from the standpoint of they've been a really good program for a long time. Now, Gonzaga's graduated where they're getting great players, top players in the country, and no longer an underdog. But TCU, when Gary Patterson was there, they were a quality team, played great defense, and Sonny Dykes has done a wonderful job. Max Duggan wasn't even going to be your starter. They weren't even ranked in the preseason, and here they are in the national title game. That's why when you hear, you know, these teams that get into the Final Four and you're going to have these mismatches, and now if you go to 12 teams, all you want is a chance. And it's one game. It's not the best of seven, not the best of five, not the best of three. And that's why I love the playoffs. I love the opportunity for somebody to give us a story. Now, if Georgia wins, okay. Georgia, start to finish, was the best team. No doubt about it. But if TCU wins, this will be one of the great stories in recent college football history. And that's what we root for. If you don't have any rooting interest in Georgia or TCU, you may be rooting for a surprise outcome here. And maybe you get that tonight with TCU. But Georgia has been dominant. Stetson Bennett has done everything that you can ask a 25-year-old quarterback to do. And as a result, they're big favorites coming up tonight. We got a play of the day, stat of the day, poll question. Your phone call is always welcome, as we do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend. Tyler, operator, standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. That's our streaming partner. You can download the app and you can watch this program. You can also dial us up, Fox Sports Radio, iHeart Radio, and the great affiliates around the country. Yes, Paulie.
If I'm Stetson Bennett, I petition for a 6-year.
Okay.
There's no way I'm going pro. I'd rather be the Georgia quarterback than a backup with the Titans. Or
well, didn't Sam Hartman, did he get a 6-year
sure.
Notre Dame?
I would never leave.
Yeah. All right, poll question, Seton. What do you have for me today?
Well, Paulie just sent over a couple of dudes, dude poll questions. There's okay. Dude disappointing and dude positive.
Okay. Let's go dude disappointment.
Dude.
By the way, the teams that didn't make the playoffs are far more interesting. Today, we have plenty of time to talk about the great stories. Seattle gets in. Detroit, you know, play the role of spoiler. Somehow the Dolphins got in with an 11-6 final against the Jets there. The Jags, a great story as well, getting into the postseason. But it's the teams that didn't get in that are far more interesting today. All right, Seton.
What team would you be most disappointed in, or do you find most disappointing this season? And there's a bunch of options for you. The Cardinals are super disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
Rams, Colts, Browns.
Packers? Yeah.
Okay.
I would put the Packers at the top. And Denver.
Really?
And Denver. Yeah, because it's still Aaron Rodgers. Good defense. A lot of people, including yours truly, thought that they were a Super Bowl caliber team. And that's a big disappointment. And you're losing at home. Like, Aaron Rodgers didn't come up with a clutch game. You know, of all the quarterbacks who started every game this year, one quarterback didn't have at least 300-yard passing game. Yes, Paul?
I'm going to guess Aaron Rodgers.
Yes! Yep. Yes!
Nailed
Woo!
It.
Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Seven quarterbacks started all 17 of their team's games this season, but Aaron Rodgers failed to record a 300-yard passing game, the first quarterback to do so in a season since Josh Allen did it a couple years ago in 2019. That's remarkable. If you said at the beginning, you know, there's quite a few of the, if you would have told me at the beginning of the year, and that would be one of them. Looking back and you go, oh my gosh, didn't throw for 300 yards. You know, the Broncos, I think, ended up with, what, 5 wins? What was the over-under? Because we thought Seattle was tanking, and it turns out the Broncos gave you a record that seemed like they were tanking. But a big win yesterday, Todd. You got to be proud of your Broncos.
We're building something towards next season. A new coach is coming, 5-12. Here we come.
Yes, Paulie.
The preseason over-under in wins for the Broncos was 10.
Yeah.
Dun, dun,
they
dun,
just
dude.
Missed that one.
Yes, they did.
Packers was 11.
Yeah.
Rams, 10.5. A couple other teams that stunk. How about the Colts? 10 wins was a predicted number.
Yes, Todd.
When the schedule first came out and I saw Christmas Day, Broncos, Rams, new quarterback Russell Wilson against the defending champs, I almost made plans with my son to spend half the Christmas vacation in L.A. and go to that game, and we all saw 51-14 happen and 2 4-10 teams play each other. That would have been a total disaster.
Yeah. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I'm sure your son's happy to hear that you didn't buy those tickets for him.
Yeah. You're famous for not doing something.
I like to plan things, but
yeah,
as far
do.
As, you know, seeing it, you know, yeah. to its fullest and fulfilling those plans.
Yeah, I'm the same. Like, I can plan, and then it gets right up to it, and I go, nah, second thought, I don't want to. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. The playoff matchups, Seattle is a 10.5-point underdog. Chargers are a 1.5-point favorite at the Jags. Dolphins at Buffalo. I got the Dolphins, according to DraftKings, 10.5-point underdogs. Giants at the Vikings. The Giants are a three-point underdog. Ravens and the Bengals again. This time the Ravens are 6.5-point underdogs. Don't know if Lamar Jackson's going to play, but that would certainly change the line. I think it was Baltimore an 11 or 11.5-point underdog in Cincinnati yesterday? That's without Lamar Jackson, and he's going to be about a touchdown difference maker on the line, I would think, if he's going to play. Yes, Paulie?
That Dolphins-Bills line, the Dolphins are getting 11. I don't know if they've declared their quarterback yet. I think there's 3 guys in play, Skyler, Teddy, 2 Gloves, and Tua. I'm surprised that line's not off the board.
And the Cowboys are 3-point favorites against Tampa Bay at Tampa Bay?
That's right.
Whoa. Okay. Two double-digit underdogs coming up this weekend. Okay. You know, the Chargers, Jags, Chargers on the road going to Jacksonville, and 1.5-point favorites there. What else do we have, Seton?
I'm going to save the positive dude for the next hour.
Okay.
We haven't really gotten into this one yet, but the end of the Texans game.
Okay.
Should the Texans have kneeled on that 2-point conversion?
No. You can't do it. You can't be that obvious. Like, if you wanted to do something, it should have been going with a different quarterback. But if you win, then you lose the number one pick overall. It was a 4th and 20. The Colts DB whiffed on an interception. Instead of knocking it down, he whiffed on it. They score. Then they go for a 2-point conversion, and that was the difference. They end up winning. They lose the number one pick, and Lovie Smith gets fired. Other than that, nothing at stake in that game. Yes, Todd.
I also believe in karma. If you blatantly blow the game like that to get the number one pick, somehow that's going to work out very badly for you. You're going to pick someone that's going to end up being a disaster and not what you thought he was going to be.
But it was the best move for your franchise. It would have been the best move for your franchise to take a knee. Now, I don't know if you're punished by the NFL. If the NFL would fine the franchise, because that would be direct tanking, where you're going, we are trying to lose this game.
Right. That's not like putting in Nate Peterman to make sure you lose. This is a play where you're not being competitive.
Yeah. I would think that they would fine the franchise quite a bit there. And would they make you forfeit that pick, or would they do? I mean, that's competitiveness. I mean, you know, when you're protecting the shield, it's about what is right. You know, that make sure that you're being competitive. A lot of people have money. You know, the bettors with a money line bet on something like that. It all comes down now to gambling, and you know, having the authenticity of everybody is trying to play. Now you can start a quarterback who probably shouldn't start. And then you could pretty much do the damage that you need to do, and that is, hey, we're competitive. You know, coaches will always say this. Hey, we're putting the best product. I mean, those guys want to win. Yeah, but the players you put out there, Derek Jeter, when Jeter was with the Marlins, he's like, those guys, I take offense to that. Those guys really want to win there. Well, you're not putting good players out there. You could put the Danettes out there, and we'd be like, we're trying. We're not any good. Yeah, Seton.
But resting your starters isn't being competitive.
Well, you can do that because you have to. You want to protect them. They're nicked up, and the bigger picture is the playoffs.
So it's okay to look ahead at the bigger picture and disrupt the competitive balance of this game to look ahead.
Yes.
But you can't do that for the draft, but you can do that for the playoffs.
But you can't take a knee at the end of the game and go, you know what? We scored a touchdown.
Big picture. We're looking ahead to building the franchise. We're looking ahead.
All right. It's a different picture we're looking at. But you can say, look, we're going to have a top draft pick. We want to see if we have a quarterback on the roster. Now, I would say, you know, by the 17th or 18th week of the season, and sooner than that, if you have a quarterback in waiting. But if you're the Texans, could they have started somebody else and ensure that they got the number one overall pick?
Ben Davis?
It's like they go, oh my God, we can win this game. Now what do we do? I would love to know ownership. McNair watching that game going, okay, 4th and 20. All right, we got no shot. Hey, but we're competitive. We played. Wait, we just scored a touchdown. Wait, we're going for two. Wait, if we score two, then we don't get the number one pick. No, we don't. No, you don't. Yay, we score.
We don't want the number one pick. Yeah. We don't even want it.
No. No, we want the number two pick.
Nobody wants the number one pick.
Yeah, Paul.
The draft order right now is Bears, Texans, Cardinals, who don't need a quarterback, Colts, who do, with the 4 pick, Seattle, with the pick from Denver, with the 5th pick, Detroit at 6, Las Vegas at 7.
Mm. Could the Cardinals trade their pick to get Sean Payton?
Would it take a first for the permission?
Oh, yeah. I think the Saints are asking for a first-round pick. I think so. And I don't know. I think Denver is already engaging with Sean Payton, reportedly. And he admitted that over the weekend on Fox. But I think it's gonna take at least a first-round pick for Sean Payton. Yes, Todd?
They made it sound like Denver gave up their first-round picks for like the next 20 years to the Seahawks. So what first-round picks do they have to even offer to get Sean Payton?
Kind of
2029 draft?
Kind of spent too much time on the Broncos. Way really? Too much time. All right? Nobody cares.
It's kind of a big deal that Sean Payton's in the mix for that job.
Yeah, okay. Let me wait until, you know. So is Jim Harbaugh.
No, he's enthusiastically getting ready to coach Michigan next
that's
week.
Just it. He's enthusiastically ready to coach Michigan, and then his name comes up in Denver, and I go, what's going on here?
Yeah? He fully expects to be enthusiastically.
Okay, but you never know. But you never know, he said.
At this time, my plans
at
are.
At this juncture. All right, we'll get to phone calls, best and worst of the weekend, and coming up next, we'll talk to Matt Hasselbeck on loan from NFL Countdown on the Mothership. And we'll settle on our poll question. Glad to have you on board on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. DraftKings is ready to help you if you need help. And don't we all? NFL playoff picture is locked in, ready to go. DraftKings, the sportsbook and official sports betting partner of the NFL, kick off the road to the Super Bowl. New customers can bet just $5, get $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, all new and existing customers get a no-sweat bet each day of the wild card round this weekend. You place any NFL bet of your choice. If it loses, you'll get a free bet back up to $10. Action so good, why bet NFL playoffs anyplace else? That's DraftKings Sportsbook. And download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code Patrick. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ohio. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued at...
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
We talk a lot about home field advantage in the postseason. Not what it used to be. If I look back on the last four postseasons, home teams, 5-5, 6-4, 6-6, 7-5 in the playoffs. So the home team in the last 4 years of the postseason, 24 wins, the road teams have won 20 of those games.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, tap, tap, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
They say good things come to those who wait. Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. It takes no time at all to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more, MBUSA.com. Breaking NFL news. Seton O'Connor, our correspondent, with the news. Seton.
Dan, this is a storyline that a lot of people have been following, and we finally got some clarity on the future of arguably the greatest to ever do it in the NFL.
Whoa, whoa. That's early.
Okay. Is this a Tom Brady update?
Okay, it has to do with the Patriots, Dan. You were right on the Bill Belichick has announced he will be back next season.
He will be back.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Woo. The Patriots have announced Bill Belichick will return for 2023.
Oh, I know. There was speculation out there that he was maybe going to take another job. And I was thinking,
miss the playoffs?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, yeah. Wait, didn't you have Aaron Rodgers, Bill Belichick, and Tom Brady all end up with the same records this year? Does that sound about right?
And one's in the playoffs.
Yes, one is in the playoffs at home hosting a game. And the Cowboys are 3-point favorites at Tampa Bay. I got something for you. This is the first season in NFL history in which five head coaches in their first season with their team made the playoffs. Kevin O'Connell, the Vikings, Todd Bowles, Buccaneers, Brian Daboll with the Giants, Doug Peterson, the Jags, and Mike McDaniel with the Dolphins. Let's bring in Matt Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst and contributor to Sunday NFL Countdown. He's on the panel with Randy Moss and Teddy Bruschi, Rex Ryan, Sam Ponder. Saturday and Sunday of Super Wild Card Weekend. You can watch them at 10 a.m. Eastern, both days on the Mothership. Good to see you again, Matt. Let me start with the poll question. Seton, give Matt the poll question today.
What team was most disappointing this season? Your options were, and there's a bunch of them.
Come on.
Most disappointing? Oh, it's obvious?
Denver. For me, it's Denver. I mean, people were picking the Denver Broncos to win the Super Bowl. And that was just, I think it shocked everybody. I'm curious who you would put ahead of Denver.
I would say Green Bay because I think everybody thought the NFC was open for the taking. And, you know, you lost Devontae Adams, but you still had a good defense, good running attack, and you had some young receivers in there.
Yeah, they lost Devontae Adams. I feel like we talked about that a lot. You know, last year, I think everyone just said that the Denver Broncos are a franchise quarterback away from being a Super Bowl contender. They go out and give Russell Wilson basically $250 million. They go get a new head coach who was, you know, Aaron Rodgers' BFF in Green Bay. And I think you expected that to be the, you know, they had everything else. And we also thought that was going to be the best division in football. And that division was, I mean, that was a huge disappointment. So, no, I mean, just one vote, but yeah. I'm giving it to the Denver Broncos.
Is that job enticing to, like, Sean Payton, Denver?
If you want to be married to Russell Wilson, it's enticing, you know, and so there are some coaches that have a vision for how to get him back to be a player that is one of the better quarterbacks in the league, not one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. And so if you have that vision, then, yeah, it's a great job. But if you're a guy like Pete Carroll, maybe be an example, of, hey, that I don't want that. That's not what I want. What I want is just a Legion of Boom type defense, great special teams, and a running game that can travel. And then every once in a while, we'll take our shots. Our quarterback will use his legs every once in a while, not playground ball, but like, you know, honestly, the way Geno Smith played this year, Geno Smith played so well this year. He played like Russell Wilson had previously always played. And that's the formula that Pete Carroll is looking for. He's not looking for, you know, a quarterback that can cook, so to speak.
But if you're Seattle, you got the fifth pick in the draft. Are you signing up Geno Smith, and for how long? And do you use that fifth pick on a quarterback?
I think you can do both things. I think Geno Smith has earned the right to be the quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks. There's no doubt about that. You know, at a certain price for sure. But I think he has earned the right. And it's really funny because had the Detroit Lions not knocked off the Green Bay Packers, I think a lot of the talk would have been like, oh, Geno couldn't have even got him into the playoffs. But since the Detroit Lions knocked off the Green Bay Packers, now the Seahawks are in the playoffs. I know firsthand Pete Carroll can do some damage once he gets in the tournament. And Geno Smith, really, I thought he played outstanding this year. I was really, really impressed with how he played. But so now the narrative is like, oh, Geno Smith breaking these records. He's got his teams in the playoffs. Like, he could do damage. And I believe he can. Like, I think Geno Smith, you know, the thrower has been great. The leader has been great. And the guy using his legs when necessary has really been underrated as well. So yeah, he's the guy. Now, if you want to develop a younger guy along the way, but like that could be Drew Lock and you could spend your money elsewhere. But no, huge, huge credit to what the Seattle Seahawks have done this year, based on how everyone was talking about them at the end of last year or even the start of this year.
Body language, Aaron Rodgers walking off the field last night told you what?
He's a human being that, I'll say this, when you're the quarterback of a franchise, just the regular starting quarterback, franchise quarterback, the weight of the world is on you during the season. It's 7 days a week. It's all of it. So now try to become Aaron Rodgers, like maybe the best quarterback that's ever played for that franchise, certainly one of them. And now the weight of what every move that he makes that gets scrutinized, you could see the weight of it, like a big exhale. This has been a hard season. And I would just say this, in my NFL career, some years were easier than others. Like if I was healthy throughout the season, it was a lot of fun. Like I had a blast. But if I was dealing with like a broken thumb or broken ribs or a sprained jaw or like some random thing, it's like it takes the joy out of football a little bit. It makes it feel like a job. It makes it feel like work instead of making it feel like fun. I'm playing a kid's game. And so I think there was a lot on Aaron Rodgers this year that way. And he probably, quite honestly, I think that's probably the last time he'll play for the Green Bay Packers.
That's what I wondered. That's why I was reading the body language, that he almost was taking it in. Somebody wanted to swap jerseys with him, and he says, no, I'm keeping this one. Well, if you're playing next season, if anything, I would want to shed that jersey that I just wore and we just lost and we didn't make the playoffs. Is that fair to read into it like that?
You know what? I think there's such finality at the end of any season when you don't know it. I mean, listen, I was on the stinking practice squad when I started out in Green Bay. And then I was the backup quarterback, but the starting holder, I mean, for field goals and extra points. And I remember it was a game, I think it was Christmas Eve maybe, but like we're playing Tampa. And it was my last game ever as a Packer, as the holder on field goals. And I remember, you know, we'd shake hands with the team. We say a prayer with the other team. We walk off the field. And I remember just soaking it in because that atmosphere is so special there. Anyone that's ever been to Lambeau knows exactly what I'm talking about. And I'm walking off the field for the last time, a game that I literally was holding extra points and field goals for Ryan Longwell. And I mean, obviously, you know, and I was getting like a little bit choked up. I'm like, wow, this has been such a special experience. If I get traded or if I'm on a different team next year, I want to remember this. And that was me, like 3 years in Green Bay. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers. He's probably looking up there like, I wonder where they're going to put my name. Are they going to fit it in between Bart Starr and Ray Nitschke? Oh, Don Hudson's got a spot next to him. Oh, what about Reggie White? You know, like it's completely different. So, I mean, he's a human being in every talk show and every, you know, we're going to talk about it all offseason, but these are real people and he's no different.
We're talking to Matt Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst, and in the postseason, NFL Countdown's the place to go with Randy Moss, Teddy Bruschi, Rex Ryan, and Sam Ponder. They'll be there on Saturday and Sunday of Wild Card Weekend, 10 a.m. Eastern on both days. Would you have had a problem if the Texans decided to take a knee on the two-point conversion?
Heck yeah, I would have had a problem. Heck yeah. But I also wouldn't have had a problem if they tried like a trick play and they acted like they were going for an extra point and then they ran a trick play. They ran the fake field goal that they have in the playbook. They've been practicing it all season. It's week 18. It would be legendary. Like, that's kind of what I actually was hoping for. Not just some like random 2-point play, you know, a 5-yard tight end out route. But no, listen, I'll say this, like, you know, I know fans and people in the media and all this, already thinking about the draft. But when you're a football player, like, you're competing. And those guys in that locker room, every locker room that I was in, I don't care if you're playing rock, paper, scissors for your per diem money. Like, you care and you're competitive. That's why you are where you are in your career. You're in the career that you're in. So this idea of sort of like tanking or not trying your best, I don't know if they do that in other sports. It's certainly not something I've ever even felt an inkling towards with coaches or players in the NFL.
If you're the Cowboys, you're Mike McCarthy, Dak Prescott. What are you taking away from that loss in Washington going into
Tampa? Good lesson, because they looked like the absolute worst team, worst playoff team yesterday. And you know what it looked like to me? It looked like the third preseason game. That's what it looked like to me. And having sort of made this mistake myself in my career, sometimes in the preseason, the head coach, I remember Mike Holmgren would say, okay, starters, you're going to play a quarter and a half or something like that. Like, we're not resting you, we're playing you, but you're not really all the way in. Just the goal is to get out of this game healthy, you know? And the mindset, like, for me anyway, I wasn't a very good player if I was sort of like playing not to get hurt. I had to be all the way freaking in, all the way in. I needed to be like confident, throw the ball with conviction, play tough and gritty and like basically, you know, how you would normally play football. In the preseason, it's almost like, this is a little different. And you got one foot in, one foot out. It's a terrible way to play, and you don't look like the kind of player that you are. And I thought the Dallas Cowboys in the run game, they stunk. They really stunk in a lot of areas. It was bad quarterback play for a quarterback that's not a bad player. So I think there's a lesson there. Will it affect them going forward in the next week? No, it's probably a lesson they learned for next year, maybe. But they really look bad, and they're not a bad team.
What do you do if you're Sean McVay?
I don't think he's going to coach next year. I really don't. And I've spent a little bit of time with Sean McVay, and I didn't know him before I did. And then the first time I met him, I'm like, wow, this guy is a genius. He's a grinder. Like, when does he sleep? At some point, like, it's just too much. Like, you need a breather. Like, listen, I coached high school football this year, and every loss I took really hard. It's tough. I don't know if people understand the grind that coaching is. And then when you're sort of I don't want to call him a micromanager, but he could tell you what the nickel defender is supposed to do in every scenario. It's like it's almost too much. And so, like, I could see him, he's 36 years old, I believe. I could see him taking a breather and then being the hottest name in the coach searches from here on out. And he'll take a step back. Some coaches have taken a step back, taken a year off. Doug Peterson, Mike McCarthy, Tom Coughlin, a bunch of guys. And they've come back a better version of themselves. And, you know, it would stink for the Rams, it would stink for the NFL, but I could definitely see that happening with Sean.
More likely to be in TV next year. Not on TV, but Tom Brady or Sean McVay?
Now, neither. I think Tom Brady's going to play again. And listen, that would sort of be my advice to him. Like, you know, I retired when I was 40. And went into TV. I joined Sunday NFL Countdown. They offered me a job to sit with Chris Berman on that show. And I'm like, Chris Berman, are you kidding me? Like, that was my favorite show growing up. That was my favorite show as an adult, you know? And then like, oh, you can sit next to Chris Berman. I'm like, okay, fine, I'm in. But as cool as that was, there's nothing like playing quarterback in the NFL. There really isn't. And so if you can make it work for your family, like part of my thing was my kids were teenagers. I had kids entering high school and I'm trying to be a quarterback in the NFL. It's a different dynamic, but as long as you can really get mastery of that situation and do both of those things well, I would keep playing.
You think Sean McVay is just going to take a year off, not take a year off and go into TV?
I think he would be awesome at TV. Like, I know he would be great. I mean, again, like when I sat down with him the first time, they were getting ready to play a game in Mexico City. And I sat down, we were supposed to watch a little bit of film for like 5 minutes, like 2 hours and 5 minutes later. I'm like, I feel like I should be paying you money. I'm learning so much. Can I write some of this down? It was so awesome. He would be amazing on TV, but I don't think that's what he needs. I think he needs to step back and take a breather and I don't know what, learn some stuff about how to maybe have a healthier balance, maybe delegate a little bit more, maybe not take the losses so hard. I mean, good people that I know well, that I have a ton of respect for, I mentioned the names, Tom Coughlin, Mike McCarthy, Doug Peterson, have taken a year out of football and come back way better, way better. And I think they would tell you that and healthier too. And so Sean McVay, I think, is one of the best coaches I've ever been around, in terms of like the potential to be great. And I think that would probably, I don't think TV is what he needs, even though we would love to have him.
All right. Rapid fire here. I'll give you Bengals, Chiefs, or Bills.
Ah, man, like those are like my three favorite teams. I love those teams. And I think I'm in love with those quarterbacks. Joe Burrow is the hottest quarterback in football right now. Like if you, I didn't know it. I'm doing this feature for Joe Burrow. It's coming out soon. I think it's going to run this week or next week. It is so cool. The stuff I learned about Joe Burrow and his fundamentals, like this dude makes things that are uncool look cool on the football field too. But I say that in like, I'm the huge Patrick Mahomes fan. Josh Allen's probably my favorite quarterback to watch. Those three guys, like we're living in just an amazing time where we get to see those guys play. If like I've said this last year, if that game against the Bills and the Chiefs was the Super Bowl last year, I would have been fine. Like if you were like, you know what, we're just going to do that game again as the Super Bowl, I would have been like, thank you. This is the best Super Bowl I've ever watched.
I'll give you the Eagles or the field.
I like the Eagles. And I like a healthy Jalen Hurts. I've had that injury and he looked like yesterday, like I felt when I tried to play with that injury. Hopefully he gets healthy in time. That buys big.
Are the Niners better with Brock Purdy?
I think so. He's the real deal. He needs to be taken seriously. And that's crazy to say. But like I said earlier, Pete Carroll has a formula and a vision of how he wants to run his team. Kyle Shanahan has the exact same thing, and Brock Purdy is fitting into that perfectly right now.
I said Matt's my favorite Hasselbeck, haven't I, Paul?
Oh, for decades.
Yeah. Great appearance, man. Wait, you seem a little suspicious about that.
No, it's high praise. You know, I was thinking about my wife, my younger brother. A lot of people, like Rich Eisen would tell you, and I know you're friends with Rich. Rich Eisen would tell you that my youngest brother, Nathaniel, who people don't know about because he doesn't work on television, he's his favorite. And most people would usually say that. But people like friends of ours, like people who know us, always say my wife. So it's, it all depends. But I thank you for the compliment.
I would have said your dad because I'm in more of that era, having actually seen your dad play football. But
I get that a lot. Like Adrian Wojnarowski, who covers NBA at ESPN. Like I don't know him well. The first time I met him at work, he was like, "Hey, I was a big fan of your dad's growing up." Or Jeffrey Lurie, who was the owner of the Philadelphia Eagles. The first time I met him down there, he was like, "I was a season ticket holder for the Patriots. I used to love your dad and Steve Grogan and Russ Francis." I'm like, that's awesome. I appreciate it.
Next time we'll have Matt's wife on, Fritzy. When you book them, we'll get Matt.
That's a good plan.
She won't like that. She doesn't like the camera, but it's all right.
Have fun this weekend. Thank you again, Matt.
Anytime.
Matt Hasselbeck, NFL Countdown with Randy Moss, Teddy Bruschi, Rex Ryan, and Sam Ponder. Saturday and Sunday, Wild Card Weekend. They start at 10 a.m. Eastern, both days on the mothership. Take a break. We've got our play of the day, your phone calls coming up right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me for the world of football or fighting. or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope. I was wrong, because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie, but it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
We're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Fielded at the four by Hines, coming straight up the middle to the 20, cuts it back at the 25. He's got an alley down the right sideline to the 40, 50, down to the 40, 35, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Nyheim Hines, 96 yards.
Hines returned two kickoffs for touchdowns in the game. He's also the first player in NFL history to have a game with multiple kickoff returns for touchdowns and a game with multiple punt returns for a touchdown. He did that week 16 back in 2019. That's courtesy of the Bills Radio Network. That is your play of the day. We could talk about how it's complicated with other banks to redeem credit card rewards. We could talk about how with Discover, redeem those rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. You know, it's so amazing. I'm watching the game, and I wanted to watch the pregame in Buffalo. Just the spirit. And that atmosphere was wonderful. You know, that's where you go, you know, humanity was on stage there, where you just say, this is great. And Hamlin is tweeting during the game, and I'm thinking, this is awesome. You can't lose this game. Opening kickoff, and I'm going, you got to be kidding me. There is no better way to open up a game like that. You run it back for a touchdown. This is how it sounded. This is a different call of the Hines touchdown.
We're underway as New England decided to defer after winning the toss. And here's Hines on the run back, breaking a tackle and taking it past midfield. And down the sideline he goes. This is storybook. An opening kickoff return for Damar Hamlin. And this place is absolutely going wild.
Oh, you just said this is storybook. This is almost fate. I just can't believe what just happened. Josh Allen, the same thing. 6 days removed from this incredible
can't believe it.
Scene that we saw with the Bills player down in Cincinnati, and now.
Great Jim Nance on the call there. That was wonderful. You know, just the atmosphere there. Do you have the other touchdown run?
Hines takes it a yard deep in the end zone, going to bring it out. Out to the 10, to the 15, up over the 20, 25, 30, gets away from the tackler, 35, 40, 45, 50, they're not going to get him! He's going for another one! 102 yards!
Hines had two touchdown returns there on kickoffs. Give me the league total this year.
Total kickoff return touchdowns? Nyheim Hines had two, the rest of the league had four.
Yeah. Well, you just don't even – how many kickoffs were returned this year? Do we have a percentage?
We have an old percentage. We got to check the new one. But usually about 25%, okay. 20, 30% of kicks yeah. are even returned in any way out of the end zone or from the one-yard line. But we're checking the current stats.
And then they got him from the Colts. Wasn't that a trade prior to the trade deadline? I think they picked him up. But that was great. That was great, great atmosphere there. Gus in Los Angeles leads us off. Hi, Gus. Best and worst of the weekend.
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. Hope you and the boys had a good one. So, you know, there was a lot of bad ones throughout the weekend, but, you know, there were two that were too great. There were too great. There were too great. So, hey, I'm going to give them shout-outs. First, my Steelers. Yes, we got eliminated. But, man, we were 2-6. We were dead in the water. We were top five in the draft, and all of a sudden we woke up. And we finished strong. You cannot say anything bad about that. We had Mitch Trubisky as our starting quarterback. We had a rookie quarterback. Our offensive line depleted, yet we finished 9-8. Hey, that's awesome to me. You could be a Denver fan this morning. So, hey, it can always be worse. And then the other best, come on, Damar Hamlin was pronounced, you know, he wasn't pronounced dead, but he did lose a heartbeat twice on Monday night and Sunday morning. He's awake and watching his team play. It's a medical miracle right there, man. You cannot discredit that in any which way. Too many greats of the weekend. And as always, you boys have a great week.
Thank you, Gus.
Yeah, you guys play.
Thank you. Yeah. CNN reporting that Hamlin might be released from the hospital soon, maybe as early as this week. That'd be great. Nick in California. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan. Good morning, Danitz. Listening to that, the run backs just gives me goosebumps. But best and worst of the weekend, my best is Chargers losing. My worst is the Broncos still suck. But I got a pie to the face bet with you, Dan. Your Chargers, I'm picking the Jags this weekend. What do you got?
Well, I have the Chargers anyway. I have them going to the Super Bowl and winning it. They won't be playing Green Bay, my other pick there. I'm not going to bet on that. I'm just going to watch the game and enjoy the game. That's it, Nick. But you can take your Jags, and I don't blame you. I don't know what was going on with the Chargers, who were always injured. And then all of a sudden, Coach Staley is playing his starters, and I was watching, and I'm going, this is how somebody gets hurt. It's not improving your seating. And I think they lost a couple of players. Guys got banged up in there. I'm like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Update the poll results, if you can, Seton, from the first hour.
Dude, which team was most disappointing this season? Right now, the Broncos running away with 52% of the vote. Not even close.
Would you guys vote Broncos as opposed to the Packers? Like, I thought the Packers could legitimately go to the Super Bowl. I didn't think Denver could legitimately. I thought that there was that possibility. But I would have thought Green Bay, Hour two coming up. Our good buddy Ross Tucker will stop by. More phone calls as well. One more item as we close out hour one. Oh, it's our favorite sponsor, the one that Fritzy loves talking about. Nobody loves Tire Rack quite like Fritzy does.
Tire Rack is amazing.
Thank you, Todd. TireRack.com. They've been crushing it for over 40 years. Doing damage, as Fritzy would like to say.
Lots of damage.
Yes. Well, in a good way. TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive, how you drive, where you drive, and they will have you answer a few questions, get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. The right tires. They got them all. Full lineup of Pirelli tires, test results, tire ratings, consumer reviews. Now, you can skip the waiting room. In many areas, they offer mobile tire installation. A Tire Rack technician brings new tires to your home or office, installs them on site. You can actually look out the window and watch them do it in less than an hour. TireRack.com/Dan. See for yourself. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.